Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Leo, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we do, I want to pitch it to Luke. Very exciting development at Devil Radio. We've developed an app you can download. Luke, can you give some details?
Yeah, so now for all of our listeners, you can go into the Apple or Google Play app stores, and you can download the Devil Radio app. Just type in Devil Radio into the search bar. Or if you're having a hard time, some of our listeners have told us the Google Play, it should be up now, but if you're having a hard time finding the link, we got them posted at our website and on all of our social media pages as well. So make sure you like Devil Radio on Facebook, Devil Radio 92.7 on Facebook, and at Devil Radio 92.7 on Twitter. You can get the links there, but you can take the radio station with you wherever you go. So we know a lot of people are starting to travel, go see friends and family that they haven't seen since the start of the pandemic. But in those travels, you don't have to go without your favorite radio station. So you can bring us along with, download the app, you can stream it anytime. It's got a lot of great stuff, so please download the app.
Great news. Great news. Take Devil Radio everywhere. Download the app. Go to the App Store. Go to our website. Download the app. Okay, lots to talk about today. We're going to get right to it. The Republicans under Voss, Joint Finance Committee, just cut billions from Tony Evers' budget. And they did it without, I think, the slightest regard to what was good for Wisconsin or bad for Wisconsin. It's largely just to try to make Tony Evers look bad so that they can push in somebody like Rebecca Clayfish or some other cipher, some other drone for their donors as governor. Well, that's not going to happen. But here's what they did. They reduced federal aid to Wisconsin by $2.4 billion. Federal aid to Wisconsin. Where do you think federal aid comes from? It comes from federal tax dollars. Where do you think federal tax dollars come from? They come from you and they come from me. They come from taxpayers around the country. The federal government returns federal tax dollars to every state. Ironically, they restore more to some states than others based on need, based on needs of the government, based on poverty. So, for instance, the southern states get a lot more per capita than we do, the northern states. We don't object to that. Navy bases are expensive. Space stations are expensive in Houston and in Florida. Navy stations, Navy bases, Florida, South Carolina. I was stationed in Virginia. You have to have them in those states. The weather is right. They're right there on the water. Nobody down there ever turns down federal spending. Nobody. They'd be crazy to turn down federal spending. It's a big part of their economy. When you say federal spending, it's simply return of federal tax dollars. A lot of our federal tax dollars get, quote, returned, end quote, to other states because of the needs of the federal government. And I support that. But occasionally, the federal government will return some of our tax dollars to Wisconsin. And the Republican Party, to try to damage the incumbent administration and to try to look woke from their point of view, although they know no history, just turned down $2.4 billion. You know, look, if they're waiting for a space station or a major Navy port in Wisconsin, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Port would have to be on Lake Michigan. It'd have to go through the St. Lawrence Seaway. By the time it got to the open ocean, it'd be too late to do what we had to do. We need ports. We need Navy bases in Norfolk and in Mayport, Florida, in Alabama, and we need space stations, and we need them in areas where the weather makes it easier to launch spacecraft and retrieve them. We don't object to that, but for the love of Pete, to turn down $2.4 billion that we had coming to us, it was our right, simply because of vandalism, spite, and economic incompetence is wrong. It's just plain wrong. $1.6 billion of it was for Medicaid. Now, there are states that have turned that down, and then they just don't insure a lot of poor people. Wisconsin turns it down under Voss and insures some poor people at state expense up to 100% of the poverty level, but not up to 138% of the poverty level. In other words, that $2.4 billion, 1.6 of it, Medicaid money, would have relieved your state tax dollars. They were your federal tax dollars. You are simply having to pay more state income tax to make up for what they turned down. What they turned down. Just for show. It's not just economic incompetence, it's corruption. It's absolute corruption. Turned down $2.4 billion. Then they turned down about another billion in what would have been revenue coming into the state. You legalize marijuana, that's worth $165 million a year in taxes. If you simply adjust the manufacturer exemption and don't say that just because you own a manufacturing company, you pay no taxes in the state, even though you've owned it for a long time, you haven't added any new jobs and you're making plenty of money, we would have picked up totally about another $1 billion. They took out 380 items. They did it out of incompetence, malevolence, simply politics. They're playing politics with your tax dollars. And whatever else you may think about issues, if that's okay with you, that's very sad. I don't think it is okay with you. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're the leadoff batter today. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call as always, and happy Friday to you. What the Republicans are doing in this state, you are 100% correct. I'll call it incompetence. And it's rule by, actually it's illegal rule because of gerrymandering. But I'm going to run to a quick plus thing, and that is our president. I've said this before, very well could go down as the greatest president in my lifetime. He is forward-looking, and this infrastructure plan has to go through, and they might as well forget bipartisanship. They're going to have to go after Manchin and Sinema, give them what they want, because it's the only way this country is going to keep up with the likes of China. And we had this discussion before as far as chips and all the other good things that go with infrastructure. And I'm just trying to look on the bright side of things. The Republican Party in this state has just completely lost their way. And it's what gerrymandering will do. It'll corrupt you. It corrupted them as a party. But I'm going to try to focus on the positive thing, which is President Joe Biden and his infrastructure plan and how great that is. And with that, you have a great weekend, Matt. And thanks for hearing me out this morning.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, I always enjoy your calls, and have a great weekend yourself. You hit a lot of good issues. Let me just unpack some of them and expand a little bit. And Joe Biden, I think he is a great president. He will be a great president. And I think this infrastructure plan, remember, it's right in the middle of a pandemic. And even though the job market is starting to open up again, and there are a lot of jobs now available, and especially in the hospitality business, restaurant, and so on, what his infrastructure plan will do will be to create millions of very, very good high-paying jobs with training and with long-term prospects. I mean, you don't just grab anybody and have them build an airport or a bridge or a highway. people learn skills when they are hired for that. And they get union wages, and they get good wages, and they get benefits and society benefits. And frankly, you know, you talk, let's say $1.9 trillion, that circulates in society. That circulates in the economy. The government spends $1.9 trillion. Somebody gets it for services rendered or goods. And they pay taxes. They pay taxes on the income. And then they turn around and use the money to buy it themselves, pay their rent, buy a house, buy a car, buy food, buy clothing. And the clothing store and the grocery store, they also pay income tax, and they turn around and spend it. It's like the blood in a body. He's given us a blood infusion, and it's exactly right, right in the middle of the pandemic. And to get back to the Republicans, you're also right. It is gerrymandering. It's hurt their party because they have come up on the fringes with the most right-wing nut legislators we've had in the history of the state. That doesn't help their party long-term. Nobody's going to put up with that forever. But they just cost us $3.4 billion. Thank you very much. And turned down $2.4 billion of federal money, the return of your tax dollars. They just turned it down. I'm going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.